Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ, House of Nanking, Chef Kathy Fan. Kathy, good to see you, love. How are you?
I'm good. Good to see you, Liam.
Well, I'm always joyful when I'm in your company. Well, it's because I know you're about to feed me in a few minutes. Just kidding. Chef Kathy, we have before us a book just about to be released, House of Nanking, Family Recipes from San Francisco's Favorite Chinese Restaurant. This is a personal book. This is more personal than anything you've ever done, probably, right?
Yes, this is a project that I've been wanting to do for probably 2 decades at this point. My dad never wanted to write this cookbook because he wanted to essentially say that if people were to take our cookbook and cook the recipes, people won't come to our restaurant anymore because everyone will just be at home cooking our food. But I convinced him otherwise. And I think it's just that old school traditional immigrant mentality, like you keep close to things that you've worked hard for. But now he's 75, I think I wore him down, and I finally convinced him that this is something that we should do as a family because they've created something quite remarkable here. San Francisco institution, House of Nanking, 38 years, served over 4 million customers and counting, right? Open every single day except for one day a year, Thanksgiving. These are, you know, some of the most hardworking immigrants you'll ever meet, and I really want to share that story and share a lot of the dishes that put us on the map. It's a way to give back to my parents, but also to San Francisco and all our fans, all our customers who've been supporting us, and they're the reason why we're here.
I want to go back in time. Your dad, your mom, coming here to San Francisco. When was it? What did they come to? What was life like here when they arrived?
So they arrived in the early 80s, and you know, my dad vividly told me that when he stepped foot into San Francisco, the first thing he thought was how beautiful the city was. He's never seen a place like this before. He said the air felt so crisp. He just felt kind of like a new person, a new life, new opportunity. Then the next place he went was Chinatown. And then that instantly actually made him feel very at home. He said he started hearing familiar voices, right? Like dialects that he could understand. He was seeing sights and smells that he was familiar with. So I feel like he kind of instantly fell in love with San Francisco, which is why my family has never left, right? If you ever talk to my dad about, hey, would you want to go somewhere if you retire, live anywhere else? My dad's like, no, I don't want to go anywhere. He wants to be in San Francisco and specifically close to Chinatown because this was the first place he called home.
Yeah.
And essentially we haven't left because we opened House of Nanking and we spend more time at House of Nanking than our own physical home.
And you mentioned at the top, 38 years, for almost 4 decades, millions of people have been served through these doors. And of course you, your restaurant, 18 years. I mean, incredible history, incredible culinary food history here in San Francisco through you, through your father, through your family. What did you learn? What surprised you about maybe something you learned about your father, your mom, your family, when putting this book together? I know it was a labor of love for you the last couple of years. Were there any discoveries that surprised you while you were discovering this story?
You know, in interviewing my parents about, you know, their history, right? I started all the way from when they were back in Shanghai to their immigrant experience of coming to San Francisco, right? I never actually really spoke with them about it, right? I grew up in the restaurant. I saw the hard work, but I didn't really fully comprehend what it took at that time to make House of Nanking the success that it is, and also what their background was going to be like to help support what they've created here.
In the book, and you say, I love my parents more than my heart can hold, which is such a beautiful line. Getting me emotional. So, Kathy, you were there when your dad, read this for the first time. You witnessed him reading those words, that line in the book. How did he react to it?
I mean, I can tell that my dad was emotional about it, but he was also very traditional Chinese, so he kind of sucked it all in, you know, touched his eyes a little bit and said, this book is very good. You did an excellent job. It's going to be very successful, and you put a little of everything in there. You put a lot of emotion, and so I'm like, oh, yes. But yeah, my dad basically gave me the total dad, Chinese dad approval. I know that hit him somewhere very, very deep and special. And I'm so glad I was able to do this.
And many daughters or sons never get to express that, especially your folks, their generation. But now you're a mom now, a mom of two, and you've shifted. You've created a shift in how you communicate. I know. With your two little ones, you still have that reserve. I see it.
Yeah.
But we all have love in our heart, and to express it is liberating, is it not?
It is. I think having my kids, it changed my perspective. It's very difficult to break out of that kind of cycle when you just grow up. It's almost like this mantra, right? Like you grow up a certain way, and you don't know how to change it otherwise until something big happens in your life. And my kids, that's the big thing that happened in my life. And now I tell myself, you know, I'm going to be a lot more vocal with them. I'm still going to show love through action, but the vocal aspect is softening me up a little bit more, and then it's making me realize, okay, how can I do this with my parents where it's not super awkward?
Well, listen, this book, it's a love letter to your parents. It's a love letter to all immigrants who've come from another place to begin a new life here in San Francisco, and to make it, not just to make it, but to be the number one Chinese restaurant, one of the number one restaurants. Just in terms of restaurants, to be a restaurant in San Francisco and still be going, still be thriving, almost 40 years on, that's a remarkable feat.
Yeah, I think that those are things that you're not going to really hear much of these days. One, because it's not the new flashy thing that people want to talk about or share. But also, you know, when I was doing this book and researching restaurants like ours that have produced books, there's maybe less than a handful. A lot of these generational businesses are actually dying, right? If they don't find a way to have the younger generation take over or rejuvenate, they start going away. Their stories, their recipes, all of it, the history all goes away. So this is a way to preserve that.
And thank goodness, Kathy. House of Nanking, Fangs, 18 years. House of Nanking, 38 years. My gosh. Last word with you, Chef. For those who have not yet picked up the copy of House of Nanking, why should they?
They absolutely need to support a book like this, not only because I want you to cook delicious Chinese food at home and read our fun stories, but I think this book symbolizes now something much greater than just a cookbook. This book symbolizes an ode to that immigrant journey, right? That immigrant experience, especially at a time now where I feel like that demographic is not being appreciated, in fact, looked over. And so it's important to say, hey, a story like this actually matters, and it deserves to be heard. It deserves to be on a best-selling, you know, status, and it deserves an award. It deserves, like, the attention. And also, it's an ode to San Francisco, the Bay Area. The resilience of our city is reflected in the people who are here and the businesses that have stayed around and the people. The people make up for it. And so please go support this book. You are, by then, supporting San Francisco, all the people who make this place special and what it is, as well as all the immigrants who have helped build, you know, what we are able to experience day to day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Chef Kathy Fang, a joy. Thank you for your love, for your passion, for your heart, for this love letter to your folks, and to all those who want to make it here and come here and have their story be told, however it's told. The House of Nanking, their story is told through incredible food. So come one, come all, enjoy. Come through these doors where we are now. We're going to hop in the kitchen in a couple of minutes here. House of Nanking, it's the book. Family recipes from San Francisco's favorite Chinese restaurant. More on the Fang story at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Champ. Can I get a cup of tea, please?
Yes, of course you can.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.